Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Flashcast, a podcast review of the CW's The Flash. I'm Stephen Bueno.
Cristian Cabrera.
And we're here for filmbook.com. That's film-book.com. If you're new to the podcast, then let me give you a quick rundown. So every week, we're going to be talking about the latest episode of The Flash. We're going to be giving our thoughts and predictions on what we saw and maybe a little bit on what's to come. If you'd like to get in contact with us, go ahead and send us an email at podcast@film-book.com with the title Flashcast in the subject line. All right, so this week we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 2, Flash of Two Worlds. So the first thing I put up on a topic to talk about is Jay Garrick seems to explain every single thing. I pretty much give the cast a rundown of who Zoom is, what's been going on. And it's interesting because I thought they were going to try to like decipher it little by little throughout the season. But he just pretty much just gives them everything. Or at least it seems like it.
Yeah, he's pretty much telling them right now that there is a huge crisis that's going to be going on right now. And he wants everyone to be prepared for it as soon as possible. So because he knows the level of the threat. That's the thing that everyone else doesn't understand yet.
Yeah, like it looks like he definitely knows who Zoom is because it seems like he's from that universe and Zoom is his main rival. But it seems like he did his own bit of research as to what's been going on because he just gets sucked into the singularity. When you see that scene where he's fighting Zoom, he just gets sucked into the singularity. So it's sort of like, well, he actually did his research and went about time and was like, you know what? There's different universes. Something's definitely been going on. And I love the fact that he's just like, well, here's how it is, guys. Believe it or not, this is what's been going on without you guys even noticing it. Now, when you see Jay and Zoom going into the portal, one thing that you do see that, I mean, it might not really get brought back up, but it's the fact that Zoom didn't really go into the portal, or you don't see him at least go into the portal. You see Garrick fly up in there. But Zoom, nowhere to be found. You see him still on the top of the building during that scene.
Yeah, it's that's the strange thing about that. The fact that Jay Garrick actually went into it, but Zoom isn't. Knowing that, as you can see from the actual beginning scene, which was a great beginning scene, by the way. That one, they were both fighting. You can see the top of the building. A nearly lethal blow that's been almost dealt with to Jay Garrick. And then out of nowhere, singularity opens, his helmet flies off, he starts getting sucked in, but I believe Zoom might have found a way not to get sucked in, but we don't know that yet.
See, that's what's going to be interesting, because if Zoom didn't get sucked in, I really want to see what he figured out, or how he was able to be like, you know what, Garrick's in another world, I'm going to go, it's like, well, the Flash is in another world, I'm going to go follow him and stuff like that. Also, going back to right when Jay Garrick is kind of explaining everything, where he has that scene with Kaylin, and he's just telling her all his background of like, yeah, well, this is kind of how I became the Flash, which was a very comic book way of like having superpowers. Not that Barry didn't get like a very comic book superhero way of getting his powers, but I like his version because it seemed a little bit more campy, like the kind of stuff that you would definitely see back in the day in comics.
Yeah, it's crazy because that's actually literally how he got his powers. That's from the Golden Age that they actually show that from. Which he pretty much inhales like water vapors, then gets struck by lightning, and that's pretty much how his abilities start coming up.
He got his powers through vaping.
Yeah. Well, it's funny too because backstory on that, he actually was smoking in the laboratory when this actually happened. That's when the vapors actually came in there, because think about it, it's a laboratory. You're smoking inside of a laboratory. Smoke and then other gases come together, water vapors that are very thin, go and straight into his body.
It was a big combination. It was a cocktail of superpowers.
Yeah.
Now, like I did say, I want to see Zoom go, see how he makes it from one dimension to another. Because it does, like when he brings in this week's villain, which is what is his name again? I forget for a second.
It was a Sand Demon.
The Sand Demon, man. Sand Demon. When he brings him into the dimension, tells him, "All right, go ahead and kill the Flash." Then that clearly shows. It's like, well, Zoom has an ulterior motive. And do you think when he says kill the Flash, do you think he means Jay Garrick or Barry Allen?
I think he meant Barry Allen at first, knowing he probably knows that this isn't the world that they see Jay Garrick as the actual Flash here on this one. Hence why you see that portal out of nowhere. This is pretty much the beginning of what, which later on in the episode they actually mentioned, is the multiverse, which there is infinite amount of actual worlds. Yeah. So we don't know. The thing is, we don't know which Barry Allen, we don't know which Flash he's technically saying, but he may mean Barry Allen of this one.
Yeah, because, well, I kind of take it to mean that Zoom is coming in from Garrick's world. Mm-hmm. So Earth 2, how they mention it. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting that, because he constantly battles Jay Garrick in his universe. So that's they make it seem, right? Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting that he comes into another universe and he's like, kill the Flash. And it's like, well, Barry Allen's the Flash in this one. I don't, like, to me, I thought it didn't really, he didn't mean kill Barry Allen. He meant kill Jay Garrick. And it just so happens that that's his name, the Flash. Mm-hmm. So given when he gives, I keep forgetting his name.
Sand Demon.
When he gives him the instruction, I don't necessarily think he means to do what he's been doing. And it'd be interesting for Zoom to come out and I would like to see him approach Barry Allen and talk to him, just so he realizes, oh man, you're someone completely different. So Dr. Stein does talk about the multiverse, and that was one of the coolest things, where he's like, well, here's mm-hmm. Earth 1, here's Earth 2, now here's the possibility of so many other Earths mm-hmm. that could possibly be come into play. Now, because of that, something that I thought about was, do you think that vision of Kaylin with powers, do you think that version of her comes from another universe and won't be the Kaylin from Barry Allen's?
I see it that way. That's pretty much the rippling, that singularity pretty much of the ripple effects of everything else. It starts showing you every single world that there is available. Now, I don't want to go through a bunch of them because there's too many of these damn worlds. But as of right now, this is Earth 1, Earth 2 is from where Garrick's at. But the thing is, there is like Prime Earth as well. There's like New 52 Earth as well, which are two very different story arcs on these things. And I can actually see that as maybe being the possibility of probably translucing into Prime Earth, because that's where every villain that everyone knows of is actually considered from that story arc.
I don't see them bringing in all that into the show particularly, because I think it would lend itself to too much material to cover. But I do see them dealing primarily with just Earth 1, Earth 2, and maybe have one or two more dimensions that they kind of pull from to time to time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not seeing the progression of character in Kaylin to turn her into a villain character. Now you do start seeing a bit of an interest in Jay Garrick. You do kind of see her fawning over him and just thinking about him, because there's that scene where Barry gets injured. Well, both Barry and Jay get hit by the concussive grenade, and Kaylin instantly yells out Jay's name. Like, I don't know if you caught that little bit.
I actually didn't. That's weird. That I found that weird.
They go right back over to Iris and Kaylin as they're like monitoring their fight, mm-hmm. and she just says his name. So it's like, oh, you got him on your mind.
Yeah.
So. Oh, we'll see how that fleshes out, because, I mean, Ronnie, it hasn't been that long since Ronnie passed away, so who knows how she'll feel when she discovers that she has, like, certain romantic feelings for Jay?
Actually, we did get a perception of time in this actual episode. It actually has been months. It's been, I think she said, about 5-6 months.
But, I mean, she was very into Ronnie beforehand, like, mm-hmm. when he disappeared after the, Well, now that I think about it, I think it might have just been like she was before, when she didn't know what happened to Ronnie. Mm-hmm. She kind of wanted closure. Now she knows that he went into the singularity, and she kind of feels like he's definitely not dead.
Come back. He may not come back. Exactly.
But she might be thinking, hey, singularity, Zoom, Garrick, maybe there's a possibility, and these other metahumans, maybe there's a possibility of Ronnie stuck somewhere else. Mm.
We don't know that yet, though. That's the thing. Because even throughout the whole episode, they were talking about all these other places. They still don't believe that there actually is other worlds, even though they still haven't technically found any other way of getting back and forth. But we've seen it actually, them, Dr. Stein and Cisco, using their actual radars to pick up any type of electromagnetic field. Well, it's great.
We'll get to that in a second, too. But one of the things I do want to talk about right now is Cisco and his, I guess his superpowers, really what you can call him, or his abilities. And it seems like he can just kind of hone in on a specific area and maybe a specific point in time and just look and perceive and be present in that little instance.
Not always, because you saw what he was using, though.
Yeah, he was using the
actual sand, which was part of another person. The thing is, he's seen that he can manipulate the actual being of the person and actually see either what has been happening or before it's happened as well.
That's one of the coolest things that I think Sisko realized a little bit of how it works, because he does instantly go to it and he touches it and he's like, all right, I'm getting sort of a hang of it. And this time around, he had much more time than just like a simple flashback or flash sideways. He was definitely able to stay there and look for clues and look for anything that would help with what they were currently trying to do.
He really is grasping the ability that he can actually be within that time frame or space of what actually is going on around him, which is actually pretty cool.
He's definitely his powers are something that I'm interested in seeing them develop throughout the season, even though it looks like he believes they come only from Harrison Wells. And he doesn't want to have anything to do with it because of that.
Yeah, that was one big thing that was mentioned as well. Like, these powers were given to me by Wells, and now I don't know why he gave them to me, but
maybe he might be a pawn.
Yeah, he might be a pawn, but it's also seen, too, that he may be... The reason why they gave him this is so he can actually start seeing things how his Harrison Wells maybe might have seen it. That's what I'm assuming.
Oh, maybe. Now, we want to talk about Joe's new partner, Patty Spigot.
Yeah.
I like her name. And I really like the actress portraying the character, because she seems spunky and lively, and the little back and forth banter with her and Barry seems great, man. Like, I'm interested in seeing them in more scenes together. I thought it was fun.
It is, since I know their backstory for both of them. I don't really want to spoil anything for this thing, but there is going to be a lot of interactions between them two. Because he does work at the police station as a forensic scientist. She is a detective there now as well, which is actually going
to
be...
What do you think? New love interest?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't seem to be as close with Iris anymore. It's like, I feel guilty for what happened with Eddie, but he doesn't want to move on that. It seems like Barry doesn't want to move on that relationship. He's like kind of taking a step back. But with Patty, it sort of seems like, hey, you know what? We're hitting it off.
Yeah, I don't want to push the boundaries and say there is going to be a love triangle, but it may be a one-sided on this one.
Although it does, the whole thing with Iris, it shows like she finally takes this role of sitting Barry down, because there's an interesting part in the episode where Barry really doesn't want to have much to do with Jay because he doesn't trust him at all, because Jay wants to help, or at least at the moment it seems like he genuinely wants to help. And now Barry has all these trust issues. So Iris kind of goes up to him and talks to him, and she sits him down and like, hey man, calm down, all right? This happened to all of us, not just you. And we're all moving past it, and everyone believes Jay's there to help out. Now, do you think that's probably a better fit for Iris as opposed to just a love interest?
Well, if we take how her character was from the first season, she pretty much didn't do a whole lot. You've known her as blogger, the actual reporter, and she just have the tendency to get in the way of everything. She didn't really had a set... tone,
or like I said, role, really.
Well, tone, I don't want to say role, because her role was pretty much as the friend, so it was like, I am here to help you, calm you down, pretty much. But from the first season to the second season, now she's gonna play a more pivotal role. She's gonna most likely play more of the conscience version of what she's actually trying to say to Barry. So she knows that, hey, you do have a choice in this, but you need, this is actually the right choice that you need to do.
Speaking of the right choice, going from, and we're just going to talk about the arrow for just a second here. Mm-hmm. Going from the arrow to the green arrow was one great choice. Yes. And I did love that there was a cool shout out in the episode for the green arrow. I'm like, sweet, finally.
I was seeing it. The only reason why I love that tidbit is the fact that now we know that both their realities are actually the same reality, which is great.
Yeah, because like what? It lends itself to not being the same reality. It's kind of weird.
Well, it felt different before, because you got to remember in the first season, he went back in time. He changed time. So we don't know if that made some sort of you know, ripple effect from what it's supposed to be.
But you definitely know they're on the same plane.
Yeah, they are on the same plane now, which is great.
Now, moving along to, you know, Barry finally, after talking with Iris, starts trusting Jay a little bit. I saw that Jay's taking a bit more of a Wells role in that he's teaching him how to use his powers in different ways. Now, how do you think that's going to play out? Do you think Jay might have some other tricks up his sleeve? And as they confront the monster week to week, he's going to give them extra tidbits here and there?
Yeah, he's going to have to, because the thing is, he's the expert. He actually has been with these powers for actually a long time, which is weird because he even mentioned it too of when technically he had his powers and the reason why he is dressed that way too. His helmet, he said it's from the Wars of America. That's actually a small tidbit of how long he's actually been alive technically, which is actually, it's actually been a long time. I don't want to go too far into what it is, but the fact of the matter is Barry Allen is going to learn a lot of arsenal. He's going to have a huge arsenal finally, because the fact is
he's a fighter when you really think about it.
He actually has throughout the comic books, he has a lot of powers. He has so many different things that he can do. It's just the fact that since he's still young, not learning how to do it.
No, I'm saying Jay Garrick. He was a fighter before he even got the powers. Yeah, he's a scientist, exactly. And incredibly smart.
Yeah.
But he was a fighter too, when you really think about it. Mm-hmm. So his powers are gonna develop in a way where they're much more offensive, while Barry's has always been very defensive.
Defensive, yeah.
So I'm anticipating a much more offensive Flash, man. Yeah. A much more fight back Flash.
He's finally gonna hone what he actually needs to do.
Now Joe's ex-wife pops up right at the end of the episode just to say, hey, we gotta talk about Iris.
That is messed up.
Now, what do you think that's about there?
That is messed up. I did not, when I saw that, I was like, no, they better not do something like this. Because they always, I don't know why comics do the same thing too, where one small minor character from like a past comes back and actually has a chance to ruin everything else that's going to be going forward.
Do you really think she's going to have that big of an impact? Or
she might actually, I think she might, you never know. But the thing is, I have no idea what they're supposed to talk about yet. I don't know if she's,
think it might have something to do with Wally.
Damn you, I knew you were going to mention that. I knew you were going to mention something like that. Maybe that may be a pivotal role, but
We've seen some of the casting pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to be around soon enough.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, I kind of figured that too. And also the fact that she actually lives in Keystone City. That's not mentioned in the show, but she's actually from Keystone City, which is actually going to be another pivotal city. I know it's going to be part of the show as well.
Now... Mm-hmm. Let's move along. Right at the end, we see Dr. Stein collapse. Oh, I'm kind of wondering what that's about, although I have an inclination that might have a direct correlation with Ronnie.
Yes.
And whatever's going on with Ronnie, wherever he may be. Because at the end of the day, they're both still very connected to one another.
Yes.
So maybe that's going to be their end to start looking into what's been going on and also to close down these breaches or to travel through them.
Firestorm is a very, very weird combination of two people every time. Firestorm always has to be a combo of two. When one of them is pretty much gone, they have to find something else to pretty much make it whole again, because they both feed off of each other. Now, if one of them is gone for way too long, eventually the host is going to die.
Oh, so that's a little tidbit that might be what will be going down with Dr. Stein.
Yeah.
Now, this episode has a couple of cool little shout-outs. Like, we already mentioned the Arrow shout-out, mm-hmm. but I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to go too much in detail, but the Cisco, I'm getting a vibe.
Yes.
Shout-out. Oh, I was like, God. Are you getting a vibe, Cisco? Interesting.
Yeah, are you getting a vibe? Yeah.
And... if you noticed, when they talk about the breaches, they just happen to mention 52. I wonder if that was a quick little shout out to the new 52.
52.
The DC reboot of their comic, all their comics.
Yes.
I was like, maybe.
That seems about right, yeah.
Now, we're getting up to the very end of the episode.
Yeah.
When we see, I'm just going to say another dimension, and we see Harrison Wells in this sort of like, Star Labs in a universe where things seem to have gone really well. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say that's a future or a past. It just seems to me like it's an alternate dimension.
It isn't. It looks like an alternate dimension to begin with. And also the fact that we've actually heard about it too in the first season too, when Harrison Wells actually, when he builds the particle accelerator, it actually, how Eeyore Thawne actually put it towards, like, his particle accelerator actually kind of skyrocketed the advancement of mankind.
So this is essentially what should have happened, yeah, without Eeyore Thawne going into that dimension.
Into that dimension,
because
yeah,
if we really think about it, Harrison Wells, the main reason everything happened with Harrison Wells was because he was killed by Eeyore Thawne, mm-hmm, and his identity was stolen. Mm-hmm. But this seems like a universe where that didn't happen to Harrison Wells, and he's someone different. Mm-hmm. Now it's tempted to make him seem like a villain, but quite honestly, it could just mean it's just a different dimension, mm-hmm, and he could be a good guy.
Yeah, it's just showing you that there is another dimension as well. So, and it's the way how Dr. Stein put it. Everyone could be different at every other dimension. One person could be a plumber, could be an electrician. You're not going to always be the same role in every other universe. So,
it's like you're a pizza delivery guy, yeah, in the other universe. Travel forward to the year 3000.
I loved it because he just kept giving everybody different roles from different dimensions. Like, this is what you could have been. Or you could be something else.
But yeah, going forward, man, I'm every episode, I'm like just waiting to see the next one because they just drop little tidbits at the end. And the Flash has been really great at doing that. And it's been consistent. The first season was consistently good. The second season seems like it's shaping up to be consistently good as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, guys, let us know what you guys think so far of the season. What you guys think of some of the points we made out throughout this episode. And also, if you want to send us an email, go ahead and send us an email to podcast@film-book.com, and make sure you put Flashcast in the subject line. We definitely want to hear what you guys have to think, what you guys have to say, and what you guys think about this current episode, because we love talking about the Flash.
Yeah.
So any opportunity we get is great.
Yes.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Night.